Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is, does education guarantee success? Now, Wise, how do you feel about that particular statement about education?
Well, I can say, okay, as a person that actually wants to go to university, no, that statement isn't true. That it's not true because we have seen so many cases that you not going to university won't guarantee that you will fail. Mm. Like, I think that's something that I wish our teachers told us. I mean, some did, but then not a lot did, which was maybe a little bit trash, but it's fine. But then I think we should get into that mindset where, like, because it's real that people don't enter universities with the courses they want to enter. They want to get into, and then some also just don't want to do it at all.
Exactly.
But then to those who do want to enroll into uni, if you guys, it's not a guarantee after you guys get your degree and stuff like that, especially in South Africa, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get your job that you want to get, at least not here, maybe overseas, you never know, maybe, but at least here in SA, and after you're done with your course and everything, you get your degree.
Exactly.
It's not a guarantee that, I'm going to get my job.
You know how I look at it, right? Like, think about it like this, okay? So now, basically, right, we are all done with high school, right? We're done with high school. And now, what's the next step? You don't know. Some people, it's going to school, you feel me? And then others, it's thugging it out. Meaning, they're gonna freestyle life. As in, like, whatever happens, happens. And I'm so serious. Like, you find people who push this music thing, or this YouTube thing, or whatever these gents are trying to do.
No, but then that one is respectable, though.
Yeah, no, fair.
You might make it with that.
Exactly, you might. But you know how I look at it. Okay, I'm 19, you 19, for example, right? I say, you know what? I don't want to go to school. And then you say, nah, I do want to go to school. Because you decided to go to school, it doesn't mean you're going to be more successful than me.
Oh, that's a different
exactly. Because at the end of the day, it is about who is just more hungry. Like, if you're more hungry than the other person, then that is the person that will succeed. Mm. The other one, who's not that hungry, won't succeed. That type of situation, you feel me? So now, ladies and gentlemen, don't think because you're in tertiary or whatever, you think you're gonna, nah, it doesn't work like that, man.
It ain't guaranteed.
Exactly. It doesn't.
It's not guaranteed,
it's
bro.
It's not guaranteed at all. You never know. Who's to say you won't be a billionaire and you didn't go to, I won't, who's to say?
Yeah.
But what I'm also saying, it doesn't mean that you're not in tertiary, you will succeed. If you're a playful person, valley, you won't succeed. You won't succeed.
Define playful, Ura. What are you trying to say?
Okay. You know what a playful person is? Someone who just lives life, man. Like, there's no sense of purpose. Like, if I were to ask a playful person, what is it you want to do later in future?
They'll tell you, I don't know.
They'll tell you, I don't know.
But I'll go when the wind...
Where the wind takes me. What are you doing?
Because the thing is, like, it's fine not to know what you want to do after high school.
Yeah,
because
you're still young.
But
you're
then when young. You, like, when it's like, that question does get brought up in conversation, and then you tell people that it's like, bro, you genuinely just don't know what you want to do.
Exactly.
Eh? Like, you clueless.
Yeah.
It's normal. But then if it goes down to a point where, like, yo, boy, I don't know if you're going to even have a house for yourself in 10 years. With that type of mind state, then it might play to your downfall in the future.
It genuinely might.
Because it's fine to be clueless, but if it's to a point where, like, you don't even know where your life is going to be in 10 years, if someone asks you, what are you doing in 10 years? Tell them, I don't know. That's a problem, low-key. Because
it is kind of a problem. It is a problem because then it clearly means that you don't have, like, a vision or a mission, per se. Focus in class, kids. We learn about it in business.
Focus. I mean, you don't have, it's not a must to go
but,
to uni.
Yeah, but it's not a must.
Don't
but
be dumb in class. Yeah, nah. High school is still, you need that matrix certificate. You genuinely do. Okay. Like, you do need that. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. That's not to say I don't have. Me and Ura, we have one. It's still coming, isn't it? I
think it's yeah, next it's week, yeah, yeah, next yeah. Week.
But then we do have, we pass matrix. So, like, but you do need it, and you do it. You do need it.
But I want to talk to those people now who just think that their parents will do everything for them. Meaning they work nothing for what they have at the moment. I'm worried for you guys. You know why I'm worried. God forbid, obviously. But let's say one day your rent's out of the picture. What happens then? Outside. No, like genuinely out the picture. Like,
oh, okay, outside.
Like dead. Danzo. Life finished. God was like, you know what? This is your time to leave this earth. You feel me? Then what happens then? You know? Exactly. Yeah, like, what happens to
do? So, wait, I say, okay, let's say you get to a position where what, you die.
Yeah.
But then, no, but you still go to heaven, though. What do you mean?
No, no. I'm saying, like, imagine, right? You have rich as parents.
Yeah.
Per se, exactly, right? You have rich parents who literally do everything for you, like buy your cars, get you in the best houses, all those things. What happens when those parents die? You feel me?
But then wouldn't they have left you with whatever business that they had?
I mean, I know my mom is not gonna leave me with anything.
Ah, you don't know.
Nah, ma'am, you know what,
my mom. You don't know the will till she dies.
No, a few days ago, you know what my mother said? She said, the will says, any child of mine that does not have a degree will not get nothing from me.
Wait, for real?
She said those words. No degree. No will. And I can't lie, that's a bit pressurizing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit pressurizing.
Because, like, that's even the point of the episode. Like,
But I'm saying this though. I get where she's coming from because, like, she thinks that it you have a higher chance for sure to make it in life if you go to tertiary. You do. But once again, not everyone that goes to tertiary will make it in life.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I know some people in my family, sad to say, but it's the truth. They went to tertiary and look at them now, unfortunately.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it's done, dog. Like, they literally have no purpose anymore. They have no job. Yeah.
Oh.
And they what, like 40 now. You feel me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's so sad.
But I guess I think at that point, like, because I remember my sister said, like, obviously she didn't talk about the education part about degree. But then I think if you guys are to a point where you obviously get your degree and stuff like that, but then you can't find a job as you described right now. I think maybe at that point, be a little bit creative, you know what I'm saying? Freelance, entrepreneur. It's like, as much as people say, why would you go to university to learn entrepreneurship? Yeah, I can't lie. That's a little bit dumb.
Wait, why is it dumb?
Because why would you wanna... Okay, I understand, like, maybe not everyone knows the ins and outs of entrepreneurship. Mm. But why would you wanna learn entrepreneurship, get your entrepreneurship degree and still have no job?
Okay, like, fair.
Technically, like, you're learning something that teaches you how to start your own business, essentially.
Mm.
But then when you get out of school, you have to start your own business.
You have to start your own business.
I would have already saved my time not going to school, paying those outrageous university fees.
Can we just talk about those fees? Woo!
Everyone is rich.
100K. Boy.
And this is how people get into debt. Because people are taking out student loans. Student loans. And then you're going to be paying that till you die.
That's a lifetime.
Lifetime debt.
I'm going to be honest with you guys right here and now. If I'm at a point in my life, right, where I owe that much money and I realize the only way for me to earn that money, to pay off that debt.
You're going to have to work for the rest of your life, essentially.
Then that means I have failed. in life. Because personally for me, I don't want to have a life where I owe the school 100K for my entire life. Then I'm clearly making peanuts, dog, in life.
Because you won't have enough money. Exactly. To spend, and
personally, that's not where I'm trying to... I'm trying to be rich like that guy, Elon Musk, man. Ooh.
And you know, I think, Elon Musk dropped out of college, I think, after the first week or first day.
Really?
And look, yeah, he did.
First day is insane.
It was either the first day, but it was within the first week he got in.
Oh, yeah.
He dropped out. Now look where he is now. Yeah, but that's what we're saying.
It low-key took him 10 years.
But if you put your mind to it, you can become like Elon Musk.
See, the thing is, Elon knew what he wanted. And that guy told himself, I don't care how long it takes me, but I know where I want to be. And that's where this education guaranteeing success comes in. Because Elon was like, I know where I want. I don't need school. Mine is the school. Let me get my craft on. And guess what? Bro, got to work. Now, if Elon was a lazy ass person, then I genuinely think he would flop in life. You feel me? But he wasn't lazy. He got to work. He knew. And apparently he only had like, 2 hours of sleep at night. It's insane.
What? Insane. Till this day even?
No. Before he got rich and famous. But as the 10 years it took him to get away, he only slept 2 hours a day. Boy, that's dedication.
If that's not the definition of dedication and hard work, then I don't know what is.
Then I don't know what is. Because,
I like how you say it. Like, guys, like, as we say, education doesn't guarantee success.
It doesn't guarantee
success.
But then
you must also put in the work to get where you want to get to.
But you know what I think, though?
Yeah.
That's where you need to also, if you're choosing to say, you know what, my school, I don't need school.
Is this both then, university and
yeah,
high school?
No, both.
Okay.
Then you need to figure out what you are good in.
Yes.
Because there's no point in dropping out of varsity or high school if you don't know what you're good in. Or if you're not good in what you're saying you wanna pursue. Because now you're being dumb. I'm sorry to say, but you're being dumb. You're being dumb.
Why are you being harsh?
Nah, look, you think about it. I'm not good in music. I'm not good in soccer. I'm not good in singing, I'm not good in acting, none of those, but I wanna drop out. What am I good in then?
Dropping out, girl.
Then you're gonna fail, I promise. So determine what you're skilled in. Because for me, I feel like the only people that can drop out are probably the spoiled brats.
Yeah. But then, doesn't that come with a cost? Because you cannot be a rich parent and then your child drops out of school. And then you're just going to throw money in his face.
I'm so sorry to say this. Don't bash me. But I'm looking at the white people. I'm looking at the white people. Because wait. But let's slowly think about it. Their mother, their father, right? They're so supportive. Oh, no. You can't drop out. This, that. We'll be so supportive. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But these black, and tell me if I'm wrong, but not a single black parent will allow that. Boy, you must think.
Especially let me not say new generation. The old generation of black parents. They won't allow that.
Because they know. Because obviously of apartheid and so forth. Because black parents, and you know why they're hard on us? I'm finally understanding. Because they know it's not easy. To make it in life as a black person. That's why you have to show these degrees that you have, these certificates that you have, so that people don't question you when you're applying for certain jobs. You feel me? They're not going to be like, oh no, this guy is black. You feel me?
Yeah.
Let's not hire him and stuff like that.
But then I think that, I feel like with the workforce, let's say if you want to pursue whatever you want to pursue, I feel like make people... Because as Martin Luther King said, he wants to live in a world where people don't judge you based off your skin
color.
Your character. So if you want to pursue a job, whatever you guys want, you obviously be competing with white people and stuff like that. If you're black, you're speaking to the black people. If you're black, you're going to be competing white people with whatever you want to do, but then don't make your skin color the reason why they don't choose
exactly.
You. As you said, show your degrees, show confidence, character.
Exactly.
Make them want to pick you because they know, this one, exactly. I can do the job.
And also, I want to touch on what you just said about the degrees and stuff. Yeah, we have to show them that because, guys, it's unfortunate. Racism will forever be there.
But it'll be there if we keep on discussing.
It's true though. Let's be honest. It still exists now. We say it, but it exists.
Guys, if you want to stop racism, be the change. Don't be talking about people's color. I'll talk about their character.
Exactly. But listen though, in the workforce especially, where like they will pick, and it's so unfortunate, but it's reality. It's the world we live in. They're going to pick white people over black people in some cases, of course. Mm. But obvious, like, I'm sorry to say, but like, I'm tweaking. But anyway, the point is that as black people, we know things don't come easy to us.
That's true.
And that's why our parents will never allow us to just say, "Mommy, I want to drop out. I hate school." And stuff like,
if you don't get that out your mouth, you want to drop school?
Boy,
I'll show you this belt.
Yo, boy, and I know some black rents, dog. I know some black rents that will just say, okay, you're dropping, okay, you're not my child anymore. like, you know, with my mother, what she would do? She'd be like, I bought you those clothes belong to me now. That food, I want you to vomit it out because, go on the street, naked. I don't care what happens to you, but you are no longer my child. If you're under my roof, you'll obey to my rules. You feel me? Meaning, you're still a kid, you have no job, so why are you complaining? If you're complaining, get out. And I understand her. 100%, because at the end of the day, she worked extremely hard to be where she is today, and she just wants me and my brothers to work hard so that we can also pass it down to our kids. Because I'm going to be honest with you now. This generation, we are too entitled. You people are too entitled.
And you guys are too emotional.
Too entitled.
Some things just aren't too deep.
Define emotional. Like too deep. Like what do you mean?
Depending on the case matter. Like, I feel like people get triggered too easily.
Okay, fair.
Depending. So, like, you see what we're talking about. Like, who knows, what if someone in the comments is like, oh, what are these guys talking about?
You're getting
too emotional. That's
you need to relax.
We gave you a disclaimer.
This
calm down.
Is the podcast where we literally spitting our feelings. It's just how we feel. But you just have to work hard for the, because I'm going to be honest with you. You don't want to be a person that has no purpose in this world. You feel me? So work hard, guys. And I promise you, as hard as it is, it will get to you.
Yeah, it will come.
It will come to
you. I think as much as, I don't think people mention it enough, but I feel like, guys, working hard, being dedicated, but also it's not small, but small things like praying even. Ask God, please, can I have this and that in my life, what, depending on whatever you want to do. Then you provide. But obviously, show that you want it by working hard and stuff like
that. Exactly, because you believe in God, Jesus Christ, right? And you're praying for these. But in the Bible, it says, God helps those who help themselves. Now, if you're not going to help yourself, nothing will come to you. You feel me? So, work hard.
Work hard.
It'll pay off for sure. But do I genuinely think education? Not really. Because once again...
What do you mean?
Like, education determines success.
Okay.
Not really. Because once again, everyone in this world is different. I'm not personally... I don't know about you guys. But when I was in school, right? I was not academically gifted.
You were? What do you mean? Boy, ura.
I was not academically gifted.
Because, like, I remember you didn't show us your marks all the time. Yeah. But then the times that you did show us,
yeah.
I'm telling you, boy, there was worse stuff. I'm telling you.
Okay, no, fair. There was worse because, we had dumb people in our grade. Let's just be honest. And it's okay. But you know what? You're smart in your own way.
You smart to me. Ura thinks you dumb. I think
you smart. Nah, don't do that. No. Don't
smart.
Don't do that. No, you are smart. But no. But there were people who struggled academically. Yeah. They are admit, for sure. And I was one of them. Like, and I was even embarrassed to say this to you guys even. But I genuinely like math.
Why did you take core? To those who take math core, guys, if you're not getting above 50, drop now. Drop now. Don't tell me about those tutors. Drop now. Math lady is waiting for you.
Nah.
A nice 60%+ is waiting.
But listen though. It's not that easy to just drop core. The people that take core, I understand why you still take it. It's not that easy to... Boy.
Why are you taking it? Why did you take it? You had an option. You had an option to tell your parents, nah, lady.
Nah, but once again, some parents are not as cool as your parents.
Nah, but that's why you must have a discussion with them.
But that's the thing. It's not easy to have a discussion.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Because these rents will be like, you want to drop math core? Who's going to buy your math lit books? What then?
Yo.
Like, I'm going to be so honest with you guys. I used to take science and accounting. I dropped those two subjects without discussing it with my mother.
Which one?
Science and accounting. Then my mother. Nah, boy. I came home with forms. My mother's like, hi, bo, ura. What's this now? I'm dropping. I told her I had to drop. Because genuinely speaking, science was clubbing me. Accounting was clubbing me. But the one hard subject I still took was math core.
That was part of the negotiations, your mom, right?
It was something I wanted to, because I was like, you know what? I don't want to put pressure on my mom to buy more textbooks.
Yeah.
Because I already dropped accounting, and time accounting has 3 books, boy. That's insane. It had 2 exercise books.
Yeah.
Plus this.
The thick one.
And boy, it was too much. Time I'm dropping science and I'm dropping math core. So I was like, you know what? To make life easier for my mother, and also genuinely speaking, because I was like, you know what? I want to take math core, even though I know for what I want to do in future, I don't need math core. I don't need this X squared nonsense, whatever. I genuinely don't. But I was like, you know what? Let me push. It's the last year anyways. Push it. Yeah. You feel me? And I pushed it.
Did you pass, Carl?
I passed.
Okay.
Not the greatest way. But the point is that if I had math lit, my marks would definitely be higher than, yeah. But yeah, guys, the point is that just because you take these fancy subjects and stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be the
successful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, because there are some doctors out there who struggle as well. Mm. You feel me? Okay, not struggle now, but it was hard for them. Mm. But they worked
to get
hard
the job.
To get that job. Oh, okay. You feel me? Yeah. Here in South Africa. To get the job. And boy, wasn't easy. It's like what? 7-10 years in school to become a doctor.
Yeah.
Now me personally,
is it longer than the law school?
I'm not too sure.
Well, but they let us
know in the comments which one is. But me personally, an extra
10 years
in school. Hell nah.
And I know for a fact that's what are they learning, some math, bio?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Miss me with that, man. I'd rather pursue what I love personally.
Yeah.
Honest, because boy.
And yeah, and to those like, yeah, wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
So to those like if you guys are pursuing dreams that your parents put on you, guys, like even like at church, I remember one Sunday night, or Sunday morning, sorry, the pastor for that service said, if you want to achieve your destiny, you know, you guys must not chase other people's dreams.
Exactly.
You know, chase the dream that you, personally, you, the one that's watching this video and listening to the audio, pursue the dream that you want to pursue. Don't be a victim of chasing someone else's dream.
Guys. Exactly.
Like, I'm even glad that my parents were able to come to a consensus and be like, you know what, pursue video game design. We will support you. No,
that's good, man. Because
like
good.
My dad wanted me to be a pilot, my dad wanted me to be a doctor, my mom wanted me to be a pilot. I was like, heck no, those jobs sound cool though. Pilot, you?
Yeah, that, no, it says a dope, pilot. Yeah, pilot,
that sounds.
Yo, that sounds dope. You get to fly around the world, boy.
Oh. Nah, that's nice.
But it's low key a bit dangerous though.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
of weather conditions and like, stuff.
Yeah, you could die that day, boy. If you're not careful, you could die. Because I remember there was a case where a pilot, I think Indonesia pilots, I think they slept on the job.
What?
Okay, I might be wrong about the country they were from, but they slept on the job. That's dangerous. You see how dangerous that could be, sleeping on a job.
But you know what I feel? I feel like if you let fears get in the way of pursuing what you want, then why are you on this earth?
That's true. Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about conquering your fears. Mm. And yes, your dreams should be scary. Mm. If they're not scary,
they're not big enough.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
They're not big enough.
You know, the other day, I had a conversation with my mother. There was something wonderful she said. Do you know what she said? She said there are all these millionaires, these billionaires in this world.
Yep.
There's 24 hours in a day.
Mm.
Ask yourself, why are they billionaires today and you are not? You know why? That's what my, and boy, that touched me. Because everyone in this world has 24 hours to improve on certain areas in your life. Now it's unfortunate that some people just waste their 24 hours, and that's why, I'm sorry to say, you find hobos here in the street. They were not wise with how they spent their 24 hours. You get that thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that really resonated with me a lot. Because let me tell you guys something. Tomorrow is not promised at all. And pursue your dreams before it's late. Because, boy, imagine one day you die, for instance, right?
God forbid.
Obviously. I love how he said it at the same. But, yeah, imagine you die one day and there's a ghost that comes to you, right? Let me not say ghost, because I don't believe in ghosts personally.
Okay.
There's an angel before you see God or Jesus Christ, before you see them in heaven, and they tell you, boy, I'm so disappointed in you. I wish you followed your heart into pursuing that. Now look at us.
Mm.
We died a nobody. You really disappointed. That just hits hard, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's so scary. Yeah. I don't want that to happen. I want my spirit to be happy. Be like, oh, boy, I'm so proud of what you did on this earth.
Mm.
Yada, yada, yada. You really did it. You said you'd do what you, and you did it.
Mm.
Well done to you, man. That's how I want to die. And I want to die watching earth, obviously I'm in heaven, and everyone saying, Ora was a legend, man. That's how I wanna die, like that, guys. Don't waste your time now. You see this phone of yours? Put it down. Put it down.
Read a book.
Read a book. Go outside.
Cut some grass.
When last have you, like,
Look at
our environment. Last week's episode, we were inside.
We mixed it up.
Now we're outside.
Wanna smell some fresh air.
Exactly. Get some air.
Some oxygen.
But take this time to figure out what it is you're good at. And I'm telling you now, follow your heart. Because I'm telling you, you don't want to die on this earth with regret. Because tomorrow is not promised.
Mm. I like that.
Exactly. So follow your dreams, guys. It really, really is important to follow your dreams.
I was gonna add like what you said when you said you don't wanna die like an angel appears. So I saw I think it was an IG reel where some other pastor said when you guys die, you don't wanna go up to heaven, as you said, almost exactly what you said. And then God shows you like
an what image your life could have been. Yeah.
And then it's like and I think when I don't know how it went, but then he said like you don't want God asking you like your name and stuff like that. And then he shows you a picture and an image, and then you question, oh, who's that? And then God answers by saying that's what you could have been. But then look at what you have become. Like, as like pointing out and adding to what you said, guys, you're gonna like don't like as Ura said, don't waste your time, guys. Like
don't
try finding something that you guys are good at, you know. Like me personally, I found what I'm good at, you know, like anything. Media related videos. I mean, I'm good at that.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm good at that. For sure.
So, like, guys, try finding something you guys are good at. You know, Ura wants to act, you know what I'm saying? Ura is going to be a great actor. You're already a great actor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, wait, like, but did you actually, like, watch the plays and stuff?
So I only watched the.
From grade 11.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But then you started acting G10, eh?
It was rehearsals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not to say the production. Yeah, it was just rehearsals and stuff. But yeah, no. Ever since doing those productions, like when I was in high school, that's when I found the passion for acting. And that's what I want to do. I want to pursue it. And guys, one day, I want to go overseas, you feel me? I don't know about you guys.
South Africa. It's not calling my name.
Calling my name. Yeah, and it's not to say South Africa is a bad not at all. But I genuinely, and this is me saying it with love, but as nice of a place South Africa is, it lacks opportunity.
But there's a few though.
There are a few, but boy, you know how many doors open when you go overseas?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like it's insane. It's a whole different world. Yeah. And that's why I mainly want to go overseas. Like, I don't want to be a South African celebrity.
Mm.
I want to be an international celebrity. I want the whole world to know who I am.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, with me...
For gaming and stuff like that, for creating.
So with me, obviously, after I get my degree, whatever. Because, like, okay, as much as we're talking down on university degrees and stuff, I still kind of want to go. I can't, like...
Yeah, no. To get that experience. Because I heard, Wild City is crazy, man. It's so nice. Yeah. It's so nice.
But then after getting the degree and everything, the plan is to obviously work under a video game company. And then once I get enough money, start my own. And the thing is, with mine company, I want to make mine legendary. I want to make mine remembered for only making good games only. Not of these course. Trash games that you see. Good games
what's,
only.
What's a trash game?
Let me tell you what a trash game is. FIFA. Trash.
Take you, that back right now,
if
dog.
You know, you know. I always play FIFA. I always be a FIFA fan. But if you know, you know why okay, I'm no, saying no, that. No.
Now, to be fair, FIFA kind of fell off. I can't lie. But you were the one that just said FIFA's ass.
Yeah, it is trash. It's trash. But then the thing is, Ura, it's the only good football game out there.
Okay, fair.
And the thing is, like, I'm telling you, dog, when you start playing more Ultimate Team, when you get into it again, like, I don't know if you stopped or anything.
I took a break.
Okay.
And that's only because, I'm also telling you now, I don't have a PS4 anymore, guys.
it's fine. You get one.
No, but I'm upgrading to the 5. So when I'm gonna start fresh, start my new. And personally, I think I'm better than you guys in FIFA.
Guys, please don't take that comment. It's untrue.
Boy, let me work with a PS controller, not a gay box controller. Guys, if you're using Xbox, I feel sorry for you.
Xbox is fine.
I feel so sorry for you. Just know, if your rent didn't love you, I love you. I love you, man. But on a serious note, Wise says he wants to create games and stuff, which I think is super dope. You must go for it, dog. But that's why we say there are more opportunities overseas, because like it just opens a lot of doors. Not to undermine South Africa or anything. It's just it lacks a bit of those certain opportunities. You feel me? And personally, I'm a big dreamer and I really, really want to be an actor. And I don't want to be an actor here. I want to go, but obviously we have to start somewhere. And that's why I have to make a name here in SA before I go there. Type of situation. But yeah, follow your dreams, guys. Follow your dreams. Do you want to say something?
No, I think we've...
You follow? Yeah, no. But anyways, guys, that is the end of the episode. Once again, as Wise says, please follow us.
Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe on YouTube, guys.
Yeah. You guys may have wondered why we did that on purpose, because we know how it is. You guys start watching us on YouTube, you forget about us here on Spotify. Nope. If you want the full episode, it's right here on Spotify. So yeah, keep listening. And thank you guys so much for the love and support we've been receiving. It's been insane.
It's been insane, yeah, guys. Like, extra thank you to everyone that's been loving the podcast. Honestly,
thank you so much. You guys are the reasons why we are pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So big ups to you guys, honestly. And yeah, we will see you guys next time.
We will be here, don't worry.
Yeah, next time, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thank you.